Ukraine's preparing in case Russia invades. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Its president says it could happen tomorrow, so he's already declaring it a day of unity. Now, the U.S. is closing the embassy in Kyiv, moving it closer and near the border with Poland.
This is not going to go well for Mr. Putin should he decide to invade again.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, there is a possible sign of de-escalation. Fox's Simon Owen details it live.
Dave, Russia says some of the tens of thousands of troops it's deployed near Ukraine for military exercises are returning to their bases. It's the latest hint that Russia may be ready to begin defusing tensions. But Ukraine is skeptical. The Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Russia constantly makes various statements. When we see troops pulling out, we will believe in de-escalation. Dave?
Simon, Canada's Prime Minister will take action to end the anti-COVID mandate truck convoy that snarled traffic in the Canadian capital and at some border crossings.
Protesters in Ottawa say they're just getting started, even as the Canadian government threatens the group with fines and jail time.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Ottawa.
Trucks will soon be towed and even ticketed, and the Prime Minister warning that those truckers who don't leave could even have their bank accounts frozen.
A federal judge plans to dismiss Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, claiming she didn't prove her case, but will let the jury keep deliberating. The former Republican Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee says,
"We always appreciate the system, so whatever happened in there kind of usurped the system."
It's the defense's turn at the federal trial for three fired police officers in Minnesota after prosecutors rested the case accusing them of violating George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. Not intervening as Officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder, kneeled on Floyd's neck. At least two of those ex-cops plan to testify. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Amid all the drama surrounding Russia and Ukraine and fears of an invasion, COVID keeps spreading in Eastern Europe. And the World Health Organization says cases have doubled there in recent weeks. While here in the U.S., the record Omicron variant COVID wave is waning. Infections have declined for straight weeks. It's an election year with Republicans hoping to win back control of Congress. Early voting is already underway in Texas ahead of primary day, March 1st. Someone running for office in Kentucky was targeted.
Lucky to be alive in Louisville. Police say a candidate for mayor was shot at point-blank range after a man stormed his campaign headquarters. Craig Greenberg, a Democrat who's never run for elected office before, says he and his staff are shaken but safe. Police say one bullet grazed his sweater. After the shooting, staffers barricaded the door with tables and desks. It didn't take long for police to track down the suspect, although his motive remains a mystery. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A U.S. Navy engineer who got busted for stealing secrets admits he did it.
As part of his job as a nuclear engineer in the U.S. Navy, 43-year-old Jonathan Toby of Maryland had top secret clearance. And federal prosecutors say he repeatedly sold information about nuclear-powered submarines to someone he thought represented a foreign government, but instead was an undercover FBI agent. Toby pleading guilty on Monday to one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data, expected to face more than a decade in prison. He's also agreed to help federal officials find all of the classified information he has and the payments made to him, about $100,000 in cryptocurrency. Toby's wife, Diana, has pleaded not guilty, accused of acting as a lookout while her husband left memory cards with government secrets at dead drop locations. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are surging up more than 300 for the Dow on hopes of a Russian troop pullback. Markets are also rising across Europe. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.